Hi, everyone. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode 120. I'm Brian Peters, and this week we have a very special episode lined up for you. 2019 is almost here, which can only mean one thing. It's time for small businesses to shine. Whether you're looking for a fresh approach to your marketing strategy or just a few new ideas to try, today's guide should help you get where you want to go.
We've heard from so many small business owners and marketers how challenging it can be to keep up with the latest marketing strategies and tactics. So this episode is for all of you. Hopefully it will bring you a ton of success in the new year.
As always, a warm welcome to the show. Let's kick it off.
According to the U.S. Small Business Administration, an incredible two-thirds of small business owners and entrepreneurs, 66%, are personally responsible for three or more areas of their business, including marketing. From email and social media campaigns to pricing, branding, and strategy, it can be a challenge for many small business owners to keep their heads above water and focus on growing their business at the same time.
However, as you all most likely know, one of the most important things you as a small business owner or marketer can do for your business is to take the time to come up with a marketing strategy that works. And while there are literally thousands of ways you can promote your business, there are some strategies and tactics that are proven to work more effectively than others.
With that being said, we have a special resource for all of the small businesses out there that we've created just for you. We teamed up with the folks at MailChimp, Square, and WooCommerce to celebrate small businesses, and in honor of that, we've created a five-part email series that you can use as your playbook, if you will, for the latest social media, email, and all-around small business marketing strategies for now and into 2019. We'll cover some of those strategies in the show today, but there's a ton more in that email series and lots of great real examples of thriving small businesses.
We're incredibly excited to launch this new campaign. Working with MailChimp and Square has been really insightful because, well, they work with small businesses every single day. And so everything we talk about in that email series is brand new and highly relevant. So if you'd like to check out the new series, head on over to buffer.com/small-business-marketing. That's buffer.com/small-business-marketing. Now, on to the rest of the show.
Let's start high level and then dive into some more specific marketing strategies. We've dwindled down small business marketing to three essential high-level strategies. By practicing these three things, you're setting yourself up for long-term success rather than aimlessly trying new tactics for short-term gains. The first is to make a commitment to marketing. One of the biggest hurdles for small businesses looking to improve their marketing efforts is simply making a commitment to good marketing. Without that commitment, it's bound to not meet your expectations.
And in order to make a commitment, we suggest doing the following. One is to set time aside. Brands like AJ and Smart, for example, that we talked about back in episode 113, set several hours aside each week to plan out their social media and email schedule for the week. Then they carve out 3 to 5 hours for pure content creation so that they can get back to doing what they do best, and that's running their business. Two is to set clear goals. Research shows that you're 42% more likely to achieve your goals and dreams simply by writing them down on a regular basis. Write down specific marketing goals that you would like to achieve over the coming months and year.
And three, of course, is to stay patient. All good things take time. Try not to fall into the trap of thinking good marketing happens overnight. Small businesses that play the long game by creating consistently great content are the ones that eventually reap the rewards.
The next high-level strategy is to focus your efforts on a few core channels. If you try to do everything with your marketing strategy, you end up doing next to nothing. Focus is key when developing new marketing ideas and exploring opportunities.
This goes back to setting time aside, right? If you only have a few hours each week for marketing, you have to be super focused on doing things that will have a big impact. The key is to experiment often until you find one or two channels that show really good traction and double down on those channels until they become ineffective.
And finally, as a small business, it's important to share your authentic story. Creating great marketing content for your business isn't only about showing the value of your product or your services to your customers or selling. It's also an incredible way for people to get to know you and your business.
Many top brands today thrive by creating and cultivating a personality. They each have an opinion, they stand for something, and they're relatable. In other words, they're human.
Exactly. One of my favorite brands is an outdoor clothing and gear retailer called Huckberry. And from the very first welcome email, they use a sort of brand storytelling approach that's woven into even the smallest details. So every word perfectly placed to give their readers a sense of what they stand for and who they are.
All right. So check on high-level thinking. Now we're ready to get into some specific tactics. Let's start with social media, and then we'll talk email, and we'll finish it all up with some final thoughts. First up with social media is to embrace video. I know we sound like a broken record here on the show, but video is absolutely the most effective way to engage your audience across all social media channels.
And there are stats out there to prove it too. Like, for example, did you know that 4 times as many people would prefer to watch a video about a product rather than read about it? Or that when making a purchase decision, 4 in 5 millennials look for video content as a form of research. Whether it's time or resources, small businesses just aren't creating a lot of video for social media and other marketing channels. That being said, we've got some quick how-tos for easily creating great video content.
First, start with what works. Sort your blog or website content in order of most traffic and create videos around those topics using a video creation product like Animoto. Or try following your peers and/or competitors with Facebook pages to watch and create content based on popular topics. Finally, you might embrace exciting trends such as the emergence of Instagram stories by creating fun, relatable stories content that's easy to put together.
As for what makes for a great video, believe it or not, there are some scientific factors that people are more likely to interact with. For starters, keep your videos between 20 and 90 seconds for highest engagement, and also get right to the point. The first 3 to 5 seconds of a video is key in keeping people watching. And that's it.
The next takeaway for social media is that we highly recommend jumping on the advertising trend and boosting your top performing content. What's great about social media for small businesses is that you don't have to spend a ton of time creating variations of ads to see success with advertising. Your audience is already telling you what they like in the form of organic engagement numbers.
The way we like to think about it is that organic social media posting or traditional posting is the perfect testing ground for effective Facebook and Instagram ads. In other words, you're using organic reach to determine what posts you should put money behind.
At Buffer, we've seen incredible results with video ads on Instagram stories, for example. One ad in particular has driven more than 5,000 clicks to our website for less than 10 cents per click. All we did was look up our top performing posts, identify that this post was performing abnormally well, and then put some ad dollars behind it.
And lastly, when it comes to social media, it all comes down to your content. At the end of the day, a majority of social media success is all about the content. You can have the best product in the world as a small business, but if no one sees or cares about your content, it's going to be difficult to generate engagement and results on social media.
We like to think that quality content is at the intersection of entertaining and educational. Think about how many people use and consume content on social media daily. Many times they're on social media to connect with friends and family and watch the occasional brand video, but there's more content on social platforms than people can consume. So if a post doesn't look interesting or useful, people are just going to scroll past it. Listen to your customers here. Keep a close eye on trends in your industry. Invest in the creative aspect of content, such as video and visuals.
Moving on to something we don't talk about too much on the show, and that's email marketing. However, as a small business, email is one of the few remaining marketing channels that you actually own as a small business, meaning you're not relying on a third party like Facebook or Instagram to show your content to your audience, making it a critical piece of any marketing strategy.
An engaged email list will allow you to share your story, promote your business, and showcase your products, all while turning subscribers into paying customers. With that, we'll start with growing your email list. In order to turn visitors to your website into paying customers, you first must have subscribers. To do so, we recommend using branded pop-ups and email signup forms right on your website.
According to research, MailChimp users have seen their list growth rate increase by an average of 50.8% after adding a pop-up form to their website. And a pop-up pro tip here from MailChimp: set the form to appear immediately or within 5 seconds of visitors coming to your website. That'll help capture the attention of your audiences immediately. Pop-ups were one of the main reasons we at Buffer were able to double our email list size in just about 30 days.
Next up, you have got to automate those email flows. As many small business owners have experienced firsthand, automating important marketing tasks like email and social media can save you several hours per week and a lot of headaches in the process.
When it comes to automation, we highly recommend focusing on four key email flows. First is to welcome new customers. This one is key for welcoming folks to your family, if you will. Welcome emails are a great way to share fun resources, discounts, top-selling products, and more. Then you have your abandoned cart emails for all of the e-commerce businesses out there. These are important for people who might have left your website early for a variety of reasons.
Then, of course, you have your special first-time customers. You can send them a thank you and even offer them future discounts or deals on your other line of products. And finally, customer re-engagement emails. If it's been a while since they've opened an email or taken a specific action, you can send them one last goodbye to try and re-engage them with your business.
And there you have it, a small business, social media, and email combination that we are sure will help boost your marketing results. But before we go, we wanted to leave you with a final thought.
We know how hard it can be to run a small business. There's a never-ending list of things to do, and marketing, understandably, tends to get put off for more important tasks. You're not alone. The team here at Buffer is cheering you on this holiday season and into 2019. Remember, focusing on one or two channels like email, Instagram, Facebook, or Google will allow you to see much better results than trying everything at once.
And if I had to choose two marketing channels right now, I'd bet on email and Instagram. And we're a social media company, so that is saying a lot. Email is such an important part of the customer journey, and Instagram, including Instagram stories, is the fastest growing social media channel on the planet. There really is an incredible amount of potential in both channels.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Science of Social Media today. The show notes for this episode are now available at the Buffer blog at blog.buffer.com with a complete transcript. And don't forget, if you want to sign up for our brand new 5-part email series, it's now live at buffer.com/small-business-marketing. We are pretty sure that you're going to love it.
As always, if you ever want to get in touch with myself or Haley, we're always here for you on social media using the hashtag Buffer Podcast, or you can say hello to us anytime at hello@buffer.com. Some really great shows coming up in the next few weeks. Until next Monday, everyone.